Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister reiterates commitment to improving economic climate, warns schools not to discriminate against poor students, and urges professionalism during zones of special operations. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for tuning in. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared that no child should be discriminated against by virtue of their inability to afford education. Speaking at a function at Jamaica House last Wednesday to honor students who sat this year's Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT, Mr. Holness outlined that the government will be exploring ways to make it an offense to deny a child the right to education on the basis of affordability. Stressing that every child has a right to education, Mr. Holness stated that no principal or teacher should do anything at all that could be considered discriminatory to a student. He added that the government will take the necessary steps to re-engineer the education system so that every child gets access to the best educational opportunities available. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister last week reiterated his administration's commitment to creating an economic environment that fosters entrepreneurship and increased private sector investment. Speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the CB Group's $120 million hybrid growth center, Mr. Holness said the business climate is ripe for investment, noting that interest rates are low, business confidence is high, and Jamaica's economic outlook is stable. He added that there is bipartisan consensus on economic and fiscal policy aimed at making the public sector more efficient in its service to the private sector.
The government will continue to support and create an environment in which risk takers can manage the risk of investment. The government will continue to pursue a fiscal policy that is predictable. A fiscal policy that is supportive of economic growth and job creation.
The Prime Minister also commended the CB Group for its investment, while urging fellow private sector interests to seek out investment opportunities that will both maximize profits and accomplish positive social change in underserved communities across Jamaica. When complete, the CB Group's Hybrid Growth Center will include an area for research and development for livestock, 500 acres of research and development farmlands for new crops, and a new world-class poultry processing plant, among other operations. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday reiterated the need for police officers to ensure high levels of professionalism during the implementation of zones of special operations. Addressing a meeting with senior officers of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, Mr. Holness said restoring public trust and confidence in the security forces is a key element of achieving success in the zones. Noting that the zones reflect the government's long-term commitment to restore the rule of law in areas seriously affected by crime, Mr. Holness told the officers to ensure that the human and social rights of citizens are always respected.
This is not a one-week or two-week deployment. It's a long-term deployment. And we are not going to call off a zone until we are satisfied that the elements that created the problem have been displaced.
The initiative seeks to contain crime while safeguarding the human rights of residents and promoting community development through social intervention initiatives. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
Give me back my marker.
No. I want back my marker.
But I'm using it.
Uncle Orville?
Talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric. Continue playing and remember, respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.